Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man that will bring us the forecast. We call him Mr. Humidity, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
This is just not my weather, that's for sure.
Well, we got
your weather.
Yeah, we got a bunch of rain again last night, and yesterday was one of those days where for 3 minutes it would pour like unbelievable, stop, and then you'd get 3 minutes of pour and stop. But I'm telling you, we don't have to worry about drought.
Well, you know, again, as I pointed out yesterday, it was very Florida weather. That's how it is in Florida. And that's the kind of weather we're having because that's where it's coming from. So everybody will be happy about that because, you know, I'm not a fan of this weather at all, but I have no choice. I just have to deal with it. And that's what I'm doing. So today we'll have some sun. It'll be humid. And there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around. It won't be nearly as numerous as yesterday. Highs 80 to 85. Areas of fog tonight, 65 to 70 for tomorrow. Hazy, humid weather, 90. And we watch another cold front now in the Great Lakes move our way. And it fires up thunderstorms in the afternoon into the evening. And any of these storms could be severe with strong winds, hail, and lightning, and of course, heavy rain.
Yes, we're at a slight to marginal risk, the National Weather Service says.
Slight risk, right. Uh-huh. We're in a slight risk. Yeah, because it goes like this. Marginal, slight, moderate, enhanced. And we are at a slight risk. And I would not doubt that at least some spots will see severe weather late tomorrow. Saturday, scattered showers and a thunderstorm, then just partly cloudy at times, upper 80s. Now, that shower and thunderstorm could occur at any time on Saturday. If you do not see it in the morning, it could happen in the afternoon and vice versa. But again, scattered, operative word. By Sunday, sunny and less humid, but it's still warm, upper 80s. Monday, we cloud up again, showers and thunderstorms develop. And once they develop, they should be with us much of next week.
So it's going to be a repeat.
That is correct. And the reason for it, again, you have this big, big high sitting in the Atlantic. Remember, it's like a mountain of air in the atmosphere. And these cold fronts move toward the area. They create the showers and thunderstorms ahead of it. But then they cannot buck that high. The high's not moving. So they stall out. And in time, they weaken. But until they weaken, showers and thunderstorms, you know, just rejuvenate time after time after time. And that pattern will continue next week. Remember, folks, I warned you about this way back at the beginning of July. I told you it was going to be a big pattern change mid-late July and August. I don't expect this pattern to change much in the month of August, believe it or not.
All right. Now, did you see what I posted on your page yesterday?
I did not.
I'm going to play it for you now.
Okay.
This is the new trailer for the new Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay.
The new guy. Hey, listen to this. This trailer sounds like it should win an Academy Award by itself. Just listen to this.
Our world is changing. The mass extinction we feared has already begun, and we are the cause. We are the infection. Like all living organisms, the Earth unleashed a fever to fight this infection. Its original and rightful rulers, the Titans.
There you go. Now it goes on. Pat, it's a great trailer. You have to type it in. And Godzilla returns. Returns along with a bunch of other prehistoric animals.
Really?
I'm telling you, it looks like it's going to be great.
Well, you know, you can never tell until they're out. Now, I told you, the new Jurassic Park is phenomenal. And, I mean, it's still selling out in theaters. So it is doing great. So, and I think what it is, I was trying to think about this. Why do people like this Jurassic Park maybe more than the last one? It gives you what you want, and that is dinosaurs. A lot of it. Not just you have to wait till the end of the movie. And hopefully this movie, the Godzilla movie, will be likewise. If we get enough Godzilla, we're going to be happy.
Rodan's in there. All these big, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. You have to be a Godzilla fan, first of all, but it's going to be great.
And when does this come out?
I think it's next summer.
Oh, next summer?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. By that time, we could be dead and buried.
I'm not sure. Hang on a second here.
Next summer.
Let me see. Godzilla release date. Let's see what we can find out with that. Okay, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It's 2019.
That's much too early, yes.
May of 2019.
Just about the time the schools are out. They time it right. That's what they do. Huh? They time it out. They time it out right. All right, but that's a long ways away.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it already.
All right, well, good. Good for you on that. I did tell you that I saw Mamma Mia, right?
Yeah, you said it was terrible. Well, of course it would be terrible. Even Meryl Streep decided not to go into it.
Yeah, well, she's in it at the very end.
But yeah, but that's it. That's it.
That's it. Like Cher, right? I mean, Cher is the highlight, in my opinion. Okay, yeah, she had work done, but she's Cher, you know, and she gives you Cher, and that's good. The rest of it, no. I mean, it's good for, I would imagine, that especially the girls between the ages of like 12, 15, or 12 and 16, they're going to just love the movie. Other than that, just if you want to see it, wait for it to come on DVD. That's it. Did I tell you that we had to change our movie?
Yeah, what did you change it to?
We changed it to another English movie called Time of Their Lives, starring Joan Collins. It was released last year.
Yeah.
It didn't do great. It's a comedy. She's in a, quote, old age home, walking with a cane, Joan Collins. But she has to get to a funeral in France. And the reason why she has to get there is because it's going to be loaded with producers. And she's hoping that if she can get there, she has a chance of making a comeback. Until it's funny, but until that happens, they're going on a little, you know, one of these old these home age tours on a bus, and she meets this one lady outside the bus who winds up getting dragged onto the bus, and the lady doesn't want to be on the bus. They're forcing the people to stop. Make a long story short, this lady hasn't had a great run with her home life. And Joan Collins convinces her to go with her to France. And the trip there is very funny, and the things they get into. And once they get to France, she does get to the funeral, kind of identifies her daughter, long lost daughter. She doesn't get any offers, but it does end happily as the lady who went with her does go back home, tries to mend the marriage. And, of course, it's a fun movie, The Time of Their Lives. We're going to tweak it, and we're going to change it. We're taking the basic principle. What's good about this is that there are only two leads, and we already got the two leads, so we should be okay.
Who's going to be Joan Collins?
Joan Collins is going to be Elena. She is the very attractive lady who sang Memories. Remember that?
Yep.
She's going to be Joan Collins. And the other lady is going to be a man, and that's going to be Rob, who usually winds up playing drag. We don't want him playing drag. We could have done that, but we don't want him. So we're going to have him play a man friend as opposed to a female friend and go from there.
All right.
And that's it. And I'm going to show the movie to just them over the weekend. And we'll go from there. And maybe it should make my life a little easier.
Well, all I have to say to that is...
Ha! Father. We're not going to get into this, folks, until this movie comes out and he sees it.
I'm telling you, you have to take a look at the trailer. The trailer itself should win an Academy Award.
I will look at the trailer, but with all of your connections, and you do have connections, you don't think that you could get to a private screening of this before it's released?
No, you have more movie connections than I do.
I do, that's true. Huh. Does Mark Platt ring a bell?
Yeah.
Big producer. La La Land and Wicked on Broadway. I can go on and on and on. Their office contacted us. He would like to arrange to put us on a retainer for weather forecast for his travel back and forth across the United States for his family, his cast, and himself.
Oh, that's great. It'd be great if you get on the weather forecast for Godzilla.
Well, we didn't yet. I'm sure I'm going to look into that for you. But if I know anybody who's even connected with it, Marshall, you could bet I'm going to speak up for you.
Okay. I love Godzilla. Yeah.
Yes.
But I still think now that Joan Collins played in this movie and Burt Reynolds played in that last movie, which I love, by the way, right. That movie that he was just in last year, which you told me about, by the way.
Right, right.
They should cast both of them in a movie together.
That would probably be fun. This movie, again, you know, maybe a little flat in times, but we'll tweak it. And I think, you know, from this point on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be calling Marshall Rodan.
No, Godzilla. The King
you, want,
of the
you really want Godzilla?
I'm King of the Monsters. That's right.
Okay. Marshall Godzilla. Godzilla Marshall. Whatever. Okay, I'm going to watch that trailer.
All right, so what we have weather-wise is what we got for the next week or so.
Yeah, there will be a break. There will be a break over the weekend, especially Sunday, so enjoy that.
All right, Pat, have a great day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.